This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Mostly cloudy now, 72 degrees. The Machinist Union Negotiating Committee is recommending its members vote in favor of Textron Aviation's best and final contract offer.
On Saturday, union members will vote on the contract and whether or not to strike. Late Thursday, the company presented its final contract offer that includes, in part, a 26% general wage increase over the life of the contract and 11% effective immediately upon ratification of the contract. If union members reject the company's offer and vote by two-thirds majority in favor of a strike, that strike would begin the moment the old contract ends on Sunday. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The city of Wichita is extending its drought restrictions due to the dropping water level in Cheney Lake. The city also plans to start issuing fines to people who violate the restrictions. City Communications Manager Megan Lovely says after handing out over 300 warning letters, the city will now start issuing fines if they are warranted.
During the last 2 months, efforts on conservation were prioritized over issuing fines. Going forward, staff plans to do increase enforcement, including issuance of fines.
The city is currently in stage 2 of its drought response plan. It will move to stage 3 if the conservation pool's 12-month average falls below 50%. Vice President Kamala Harris joined Oprah Winfrey in the Unite for America 2024 live stream, with an audience in studio and more attending virtually. The vice president says she has a practical approach to dealing with gun violence.
Some people have been pushing a really false choice to suggest you're either in favor of the Second Amendment or you want to take everyone's guns away. I'm in favor of the Second Amendment, and I'm in favor of assault weapons bans, universal background checks, red flag laws.
Harris holds on to a 2-point lead ahead of former President Trump. That's according to the latest Fox News poll surveying national registered voters. Donald Trump spoke before Jewish American leaders focused on fighting anti-Semitism.
Former President Trump, at an event aimed at fighting anti-Semitism, told a supportive audience that on the verge of a year since the Hamas attack in Israel, that no one should forget that atrocity.
The worst attack on the Jewish people since the Holocaust, without question, on October 7th, which would have never happened if I was president.
He said Jewish Americans have seen backlash on streets and college campuses in this country. The former president promised his next administration would work to make America and Israel great again. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A sheriff in Kentucky is charged with one count of first-degree murder after fatally shooting a judge inside his chamber. Kentucky State Police Trooper Matt Gayhart shares details on what officials say happened.
Preliminary investigation indicated that Sheriff Letcher County Sheriff Mickey Sean Steins fired at District Judge Kevin Mullins following an argument inside the courthouse.
The sheriff was arrested without incident. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Caitlin, this is News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. A man has been charged with causing the crash that killed a Clearwater police officer in March as 26-year-old Officer Scott Hollingsworth was on his way home from work. Thursday, 19-year-old Gage Kaiser was charged with aggravated battery and involuntary manslaughter while driving under the influence. He allegedly drove through a stop sign, causing the fatal crash. Border security remains a top issue for voters in this election cycle, but it's a mixed bag in the crucial swing state of Arizona.
Nogales is the state's largest port of entry, and some of the people I spoke with say they've benefited from the flow of migrants. Others say it's caused concern, and they have very different views on how they want the next president to address border policy.
Funding doesn't get down here, so we have a lot of issues, obviously, that come with the border, trafficking, a lot of drug issues. We need more federal agents to protect the citizens and also to protect the people who are trying to come here legally.
I wish there was more leniency instead of outright deportation.
Customs and Border Protection says migrant encounters at the southern border are on track to reach the lowest annual total since the end of the Trump administration. In Nogales, Arizona, Kennedy Hayes, Fox News.
The top court in Illinois has ruled on when cars can be searched during traffic stops.
The Illinois Supreme Court says the smell of burnt marijuana does not justify a search of a car without a warrant, agreeing with rulings from lower courts which threw out evidence of a small amount of the drug found during a traffic stop in Henry County in 2020. It's illegal to drive and smoke pot, but lawyers for the driver had argued the smell of it is not enough to believe a crime has occurred, especially since the state decriminalized possession in 2019. The police officer who searched the car said he did so because of the odor, the driver's evasive behavior, and Interstate 80's reputation as an east-west corridor to move drugs. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
Since 1930, Starkey has served people with disabilities in the Wichita area. Jamie Reed is director of communications at Starkey. How many people receive Starkey services?
We serve at this point around 475 people with disabilities. And we actually employ right now 380 employees. So we are a large operation, 24/7, 365 days a year.
Jamie Reed is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS, with a podcast on our webpage, knssradio.com. KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Right now in traffic, well, things are pretty good. Traffic conditions are good. Volumes are light. As they do pick up, though, we've got a stalled-out vehicle, and this is in a high-traffic area. You'll want to watch out for this. This stalled-out vehicle northbound on I-135, and it is right at Kellogg. And, of course, they've got some lanes closed, or a lane closed, just north of there. So that could really slow down pretty quickly. Right now, things looking good there, though. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and hot today with a high of 97 degrees. And, well, let's go ahead and check the forecast with meteorologist Jack Maney.
Starting our Friday off dry and mild with a mostly clear sky and a low temperature around 68 degrees around sunup, we'll be warming up again into the middle 90s today, feeling unseasonably warm, high temperature of 96, but cloud cover will start to increase as we go into this afternoon. Few showers and thunderstorms will develop. Those will be a bit spotty, but we could wind up with some rain, about a 30% chance of that happening this evening, and overnight we'll see additional showers continue to slowly move across the area. Better rain chances coming in for your Saturday, as temperatures will drop from the low 90s Saturday into the 70s on Sunday with widespread rainfall, especially Saturday night into Sunday morning. With your KSN Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Jack Maney.
Now mostly cloudy, east wind at 3 miles per hour, 71 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. Today is Friday, September 20th, 2024, and we had a sunny day, hot day across South Central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 102 degrees, normal high 82, so we're 20 degrees above, and the 102 sets a new record for the date.
Yeah.
The old record was 101, set back in 1954, 70 years ago.
And 2 years ago, too.
What? I didn't see that part.
Yeah, that day in the 50s, and again 2 years ago in 2022. Yeah. So we've had some hot September 19ths lately.
Yeah. On this date in 1918, the temperature in Salina tumbled to 28 degrees. That's the earliest in the season that that city has had temperatures in the 20s. 28 degrees in 1918. Well, we had a pretty good day on the stock market yesterday. The Dow closing up by 522 points. NASDAQ up 441. The S&P up 95. So I'm in a good mood today. Probably the old 401k got a little bit of a boost yesterday. We're hoping so. All right, Ted Woodward. Good morning, Ted.
Hello.
You didn't see a rain. Did you happen to see the black dog out there?
I did not. I saw a black dog like 3 or 4 days ago.
Yep, I did too.
I saw the one this morning. It was sitting right next to your car when I came in.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I was working away earlier this morning, and a security person showed up right here in the studio. And she told me, you know, to tell your people there's a black dog hanging around by the back door. If they go for, I thought she meant back to over here on the west, but she says, so if they, you know, if they want to pet him, I don't know. She was kind of saying, you know, we don't know anything about this dog. Could be a rabbit or anything. Doesn't seem to be aggressive. I've seen it. We've all seen it then. The black dog.
Yeah, I think I saw it on Monday or Tuesday, early in the week.
Just a little dog that doesn't have a home then.
I guess not. Mm. When I drove in, it was sitting right next to your car, Steve. And I got out of my car and I started to walk over, and an SUV drove up with some people that were going to the gym. And when it kind of drove over towards where the dog is, it got out and it ran off towards the pond. And then the people that were there for the gym, they got out and they kind of started walking over towards it like they were going to, you know, see if it had a collar or something. I didn't stick around to see what they found out, but.
The last time I drove in, I had my headlights on my car, and I flashed my headlights on him with, put him on the brights, and he jumped up and ran off. So he's kind of bashful when it comes to lights, I guess. So anyway, the black dog hanging around. On this date in 1973, in their so-called Battle of the Sexes, tennis star Billie Jean King defeated Bobby Riggs in straight sets, 6-4, 6-3, 6-3, in the Houston Astrodome.
It's quite the media event.
Huge, huge deal. For women's tennis, it really started things going. Started in ball rolling, I think. And in that regard, Bobby Riggs played a good role in that. I met Bobby one time at Towne Square. He was not a pleasant guy. Kind of a jerk.
Did that surprise you?
No, I don't know. I didn't know what to expect, you know. Federal law enforcement agency confirmed it's opened an investigation into Robert F. Kennedy Jr. after he allegedly cut off the head of a dead whale and took it home 2 decades ago. The former independent presidential candidate disclosed the investigation Saturday while campaigning outside Phoenix for Donald Trump. Kennedy's daughter recalled the whale incident in a 2012 interview with Town & Country magazine, which recently resurfaced and was shared extensively on social media. Spokesperson for the National Marine Fisheries Service confirmed Monday that authorities are investigating, but declined to elaborate. Why would someone do that if indeed he did? Cut off the head of a dead whale and take it home. I guess show your kids. Hey, look, here's a whale head.
People have cut off the heads of animals throughout history to display them.
Yeah. That'd be like a rabbit's foot, only larger. 6:16 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at leadoff sports with the voice of Shocker Volleyball, Ted Woodward.
Yeah,
you have volleyball last night?
I had volleyball all day yesterday.
All day today
and all day tomorrow.
Oh, boy. You are busy.
Well, sure, we'll start with that. If you want to,
that's fine.
About the college volleyball, the 15th Shocker Volleyball Classic, home opener last night. The Shockers were down 2-1 and rallied, beat Cal Poly 3-2. Freshman Alyssa Gonzalez, 16 kills and a 424 attack percentage. And Morgan Stout from Nickerson High School had 11 blocks for the Shockers. They won their home opener.
How about it?
And more, of course. 7 o'clock tonight, the Shockers hosting Northern Colorado at Koch Arena. And then 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, hosting Omaha. The Shockers got a lot of home action in volleyball. All right, the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. The Chiefs are off to that 2-0 start. Now they play their first road game of the season, heading to Atlanta to take on the Atlanta Falcons. One of the least played rivalries in Chiefs franchise history. Chiefs are 2-0. Falcons are coming off that big win at Philadelphia. Falcons are 1-1. And it'll be the first time ever the Chiefs are playing at the $1.6 billion Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
Wow.
Chiefs are favored by a field goal. And Mitch Holthus will have play-by-play coverage of the Chiefs beginning at 6 o'clock Sunday evening. The game will kick off at 7:20 p.m. Sunday. And that is right here on your Wichita radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And don't forget our live Friday mornings with Mitch 2 hours from now, about 8:12 this morning. We'll have Mitch on live, preview this game, and somehow relate this Chiefs-Falcons game to Shocker football. It's part of our Eddie Plapa update. All right, looking forward to that. Be sure you're here at 8:12 this morning. Always great radio there. We had Thursday night football last night in the pros. The New York Jets won at home in their home opener. Beat the New England Patriots 24-3. Back-to-back wins for the Jets. Starting at corner on defense for the Jets, DJ Reed, the former Kansas State Wildcat, had a couple of tackles and played on all 52 snaps on defense. The Jets are now 2-1 on the season. College football, late tomorrow night. 13th-ranked Kansas State visiting BYU. Both teams are 3-0. Conference opener for K-State. 23 of the last 29 years in the Big 12. K-State opens up on the road in conference play. I guess the Big 12 likes K-State to have to go on the road to begin things. K-State has never won a game in Provo. 0-3 all-time at BYU. First visit there in 47 years. BYU is sixth in the nation in time of possession. Cougars like to keep hold of the football and keep it away from you. See if K-State can counter that at all. The Wildcats are a touchdown favorite. Live coverage of K-State football at 7:30 tomorrow night. The game will kick off at 9:30 p.m. tomorrow night. Stay up late for the Wildcats. That game will end after midnight. K-State at BYU tomorrow night. Of course, that's live on your K-State radio home, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Meanwhile, bookend that on Saturday with an early game for KU. The Jayhawks are at West Virginia, and that is an 11 a.m. game tomorrow morning, nationally televised on ESPN2. Jayhawks have dropped back-to-back games heading into the Big 12 conference opener. KU is a two-point underdog going into West Virginia. Both teams are 1-2 on the season. Division II football, Pittsburgh State is ranked 6th in the nation. The Gorillas are at Washburn. The Gorillas and the Ichabods, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Topeka. 13th-ranked Emporia State. Hornets are off to a 3-0 start. They host Missouri Western at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Emporia. The Emporia State defense leads the nation in interceptions.
Wow.
So they want to take the ball away from you. Hornets are off to a great 3-0 start, ranked 13th in the nation. Friends is off to a great start. Friends is ranked 21st in the nation. The Falcons are 3-0 on the season. Big game tomorrow night on the west side. 6 o'clock kickoff. Friends hosting Kansas Wesleyan. Friends has lost 9 straight times to the Coyotes. Love to get that streak taken care of. How about this? The Friends football team leads the nation. Number one in the nation. Touchdowns, total yards, rushing yards, and sacks.
How about that?
I guarantee maybe somebody you. Buy you won't hear that on any other radio station.
Yeah, buy a ticket and go out and see the Friends see. Play.
I know. They're awesome. They're really good. So you got that 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And 24th-ranked Southwestern is off to a 3-0 start. Mound Builders at home tomorrow night hosting Tabor. And it is week 3 for high school football here in the state of Kansas. We did have a Thursday night game last night in six-man football. The number one-ranked team in the state, Cunningham, beats Chautauqua on the road 52-6. Cunningham off to a 3-0 start on the season, ranked number one in the state. Some of the games on the schedule tonight in Class 5A, Bueller at Great Bend. Both teams are 2-0. In 1A, Mound Ridge hosting Medicine Lodge. Both teams are 2-0. Here in the City League, Cape and Mount Carmel is 2-0, hosting East, and that's at Stryker tonight. And in Class 3A, Cheney is 2-0, hosting Garden Plain in the big rivalry game. Got a lot of high school action tonight in week 3 around the state. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
6:22 now, keep it in for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Keys to defeating your genetics. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS 627 on a Friday morning. Three big things. City of Wichita extends drought restrictions. We'll begin fining violators. Temperature hits 102 in Wichita, breaking record high for the date set 70 years ago. Machinist Union Negotiating Committee recommends members approve Textron's contract offer. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning, so far, things in traffic are looking pretty good. Traffic volume's picking up. Getting some fairly heavy traffic right now in the Andover area. Basically, Kellogg and Andover Road, east and westbound, some pretty heavy traffic. We've also got that stalled-out vehicle northbound I-135, and it is right there at Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and hot again today with a high of 97 degrees. Now mostly cloudy, 71 degrees, an east wind at just 3 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And weather is brought to you by the Monarch. Whiskey lovers, go to the Monarch for nightcap specials every day. From 10 till midnight, get half-price pints and $7 signature old fashions. The Monarch, West Douglas in historic Delano. President Biden speaks to the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. What did he have to say? We're going to find out. That's coming up. News on the half hour with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 on this Friday morning, 71 degrees already with a mostly cloudy sky. President Biden addressed the 47th Annual Congressional Hispanic Caucus in Washington, D.C. yesterday, where he highlighted the economic strides made among Latinos.
Our economy is literally the strongest in the world. Historic low Latino unemployment, record growth in Latino small businesses. Latino wealth has grown by 50%. There's more to do. But we put checks in pockets that cut Latino child poverty in half.
Vice President Kamala Harris addressed the caucus Wednesday, also speaking on the economy and immigration. Hispanic and Latino voters make up a core percentage of voters in crucial swing states like Arizona, Nevada, and Pennsylvania.
A notable Wichita personality has passed away.
Mike Wolfberg, known to many as Crazy Mike, passed away Tuesday at his home in Kansas City at the age of 70. In a post on his Facebook fan page, his family said, Mike had suffered from bipolar disorder, which was diagnosed when he was 21. For many years, Mike was the subject of sightings in and around Wichita, a city that he called the Promised Land. Services are pending. The family asks only for donations to be made to the National Institute of Mental Health to help others who are suffering with mental illness. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Wichita man has been sentenced in the shooting death of his roommate, 25-year-old Sebastian Crawford. 22-year-old Peter McKinney was sentenced to just under 5 years in prison after pleading guilty to voluntary manslaughter earlier this year.
A soybean processing plant is opening in southeast Kansas. The Bartlett soybean plant in Cherryvale has already created 60 new jobs. Bartlett Vice President Bill Webster says it can handle up to 49 million bushels each year.
It will be certainly one of the largest of its kind in the United States, the newest and most state-of-the-art.
The plant took about 3.5 years to complete.
Many Americans are not sleeping well. Their beds may be to blame.
Nearly 138,000 platform beds are being recalled. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says they can sag, break, or collapse. There have been 250 reported incidents with 18 related injuries. Lucid brand platform beds are sold at several major retailers in the U.S. and Canada, including Amazon, Walmart, Home Depot, as well as Bed Bath & Beyond. Lucid reports the recall is for a discounted version of its platform beds, manufactured between 2019 and 2021. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Starkey serves more than 475 people with disabilities in the Wichita area. Jamie Reed is director of communications at Starkey. She tells KNSS News, Starkey helps people find jobs.
Through our what we call supported employment program, we have people who come to us, they learn interview skills. We work on soft skills, what we call soft skills, you know, conversation, how you do a good interview, how you look, how you present. And then we go with them. We actually accompany them on job tryouts, at the interview. And then most exciting part, when they get hired, we are there with them on the jobs.
Jamie Reed is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS, with a podcast on our webpage, knssradio.com. Now the forecast with meteorologist Jack Maney.
Starting our Friday off dry and mild with a mostly clear sky and a low temperature around 68 degrees around sunup, we'll be warming up again into the middle 90s today, feeling unseasonably warm, high temperature of 96, but cloud cover will start to increase as we go into this afternoon. Few showers and thunderstorms will develop. Those will be a bit spotty, but we could wind up with some rain, about a 30% chance of that happening this evening, and overnight we'll see additional showers continue to slowly move across the area. Better rain chances coming in for your Saturday, as temperatures will drop from the low 90s Saturday into the 70s on Sunday, with widespread rainfall, especially Saturday night into Sunday morning. With your KSN Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Jack Maney.
Now mostly cloudy, east wind at 3 miles per hour, 71 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is September 20th, 2024, and it was on this date in 1962, James Meredith, a black student, was blocked from enrolling at the University of Mississippi by Democratic Governor Ross R. Barnett. That was in 1962. Ted, autumn begins Sunday at 7:43 a.m. Central Time. Not a moment too quick, but it's still going to feel like summer, I'm afraid, for quite a while.
I thought it was supposed to cool off this weekend.
Not that I've seen so far.
I thought the temperatures were in the 70s by Sunday. No? Am I wrong on that?
I don't think so.
That's what was said yesterday.
I'm going to double check, but we've got 94 for high tomorrow, Saturday, but then we'll see. Donald Trump receiving strong support from white evangelical Protestants in his presidential bids. About 8 in 10 white evangelical voters supported him in 2020. That's according to AP Votecast. But a small, diverse coalition of evangelicals is looking to pull their fellow believers away from Trump's fold and into Kamala Harris's corner. Grassroots groups like Evangelicals for Harris are running ads and targeting voters in swing states while offering an alternate vision of their faith. Despite some policy differences with the vice president, they argue he is the better choice in terms of she is the better choice in terms of character and values. So Could be a split in the evangelicals. All right, Ted, let's see. What else I got to tell you about this morning? How about home sales dropping? That's good news, huh? No, home sales dropped more than expected last month as prices reached record highs.
Oh, yeah, nobody can afford it.
Yeah, this is according to the National Association of Realtors. Sales of previously owned homes dropped 2.5% in August from the previous month and 4.2% year over year. Trend is likely to reverse with the Fed lowering interest rates for the first time in 4 years earlier this week. Could see a break on mortgage rates. That would sure help people who want to buy a home, right? 6:30 now, 6:37 with Steve and Ted in the morning. And, yeah, yesterday high temperature 102 degrees in Wichita, which bested a record that was set in 54 and equaled in 2022. 102 degrees, normal high for
102.
Normal high for the date is 82. So, yeah, we're way
over. More toasty than we should be.
We're way toasty. And the drought continues. You heard our news this morning. The city is going to start writing up fines now, fining people instead of just giving them letters if they violate the code, the restrictions. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted. You were out. You were doing volleyball all day yesterday, huh? You're in the public address announcing.
Mm-hmm.
How was it? It's good to get back in there.
Oh yeah, it's good to get volleyball season going.
Interesting the way they do meet. I guess didn't realize it. Like Wichita State hosts what, three different teams?
Yeah, we got three different teams in here in town, so you get play three different teams in 3 days, and
that should be
get
good.
A lot of volleyball in a short amount of time. And these teams, as I was watching them yesterday, they all appear to be pretty good.
Well,
so we've got some good competition here in town.
All right. Shocker volleyball.
Including a fun win last night over Cal Poly.
Well, that's a big school. And you have been at it now for what, 34 years doing
this? This is my 34th year doing Wichita State Volleyball Public Address.
You must be doing something right out there.
Or no one else wants to do it.
Yeah.
I'll go with the former. I'll go with your theory.
It's a job. All right. 6:39, Steve and Ted. It's time for the KNSS Commodities Update. With Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. The live cattle and the feeder cattle shot higher Thursday with contracts having their highest trade of the past 23, in some instances past 33 sessions. Now, the live cattle and feeder cattle closed positive triple-digit gains with the feeders having the largest gains. Now, it's hard to find a positive news out there that went along with this upside in the cattle. It seemed mainly tied to maybe the gains that we saw in the future in the Dallas Jones yesterday. Now, choice box beef is holding just above the $300 area, which is negative, and lean hog futures had some new highs for the week yesterday, but closed two-sided. At the close, December live cattle $1.27 higher, $181.12, October feeders $3.82 higher at $243.77, and December lean hogs of 42 cents higher at $74.30. Now, Thursday, the wheat futures closed negative, and the Kansas City wheat had its lowest trade of the past 12 sessions. The wheat, corn, and soybeans all closed negative, and the Dow made another all-time record high yesterday. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat's 3.5 cents higher at 568. December corn down a half a penny at 405 and a quarter. November soybeans 0.75 cents higher at $10.14. November crude oil this morning 33 cents lower at $70.83. December gold's up $24.30 at $2,639. December S&P 17.5 points lower at 5,760.5. December dollar index 25 cents higher at $100.57, and December Dow Jones futures are 16 points lower at 42,431. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
We have a news story this morning about the soybean plant in Cherryvale that's apparently signed on now, and that's a good story. You know, generate 60 jobs and help the commerce out there in the southeast part of the state.
Yeah, it's a brand new plant that Bartlett built down there, and it's in full swing now. And it kind of fills a void down there where they have not had a soybean plant in quite a few years. Years ago, just north of there at Fredonia, there used to be a soybean plant, but it's been closed for years now.
All right, so this is, it makes sense. You're out near the soybeans, you might have a plant out there, right?
That's right.
Soybeans a big crop in that part of the state, all over the state, or parts of the state?
The biggest majority of the soybeans you're going to find is going to be in the eastern part of the state. Let's just say central to eastern. You don't see that many out west, and they don't have soybean processing plants out in the western part of the state, too, which means their prices aren't as good because they have more of a larger negative basis.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Have a good weekend, and we'll check with you again here on Monday morning. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Yeah, we need those soybeans.
Soybeans.
It's like Sam Wainwright, It's a Wonderful Life. Make plastics out of soybeans. Yeah.
6:42 now, and let's see. We got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, on the way. He has Wisdom from Warren. That's on the way, Steve at 10 in the morning.
Deep thoughts with Don Grant on Friday.
And Warren. That's on the way, Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS.
against State Attorney General Josh Stein. America's listening to Fox News.
This is 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Steve and 10 in the morning, 647 here on this Friday morning, 71 degrees. Three big things.
Three.
The Sheenest Union Negotiating Committee recommends members approve Textron's contract offer.
Two.
Temperature hits 102 in Wichita, breaking a record high for the date.
One.
City of Wichita extends drought restrictions. We'll begin fining violators. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Right now in traffic, Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing that the volumes are picking up. Heaviest traffic that we're seeing right now is on Oliver, and it is Oliver and MacArthur. That's the area that we're talking about. East and westbound on MacArthur Road there, north and southbound on Oliver. Right around MacArthur, maybe a little bit north of there, just seeing some very heavy traffic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and hot again today with a high of 97 degrees. 20% chance for rain and storms tonight. The overnight low 74. For Saturday, 30% chance for rain and storms and a high tomorrow of 94 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. East wind at 3 miles per hour. 71 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Amazon will be implementing artificial intelligence to better recommend products to their users.
My administration is also expanding access to legal representation.
Fox on Tech.
Need to know what to buy? Amazon has an AI for that. Amazon announces it will now use generative artificial intelligence to make recommendations for its online shoppers. The AI will have the ability to review your account's search and purchase histories and come up with not just recommendations, but personalized product descriptions the retail giant hopes will be more relevant to you. Amazon's blog provides examples where recommendations currently listed as more like this product could be replaced with suggestions for hobbies or sports it thinks you take part, based on your shopping record. Or if you prefer gluten-free food, it will describe such products, highlighting that even if the retailer didn't make gluten content a primary selling point. And another new AI called Amelia is designed specifically for sellers to help manage their Amazon business through a chatbot. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
A record-setting day on Wall Street.
The major averages ending sharply higher, with both the Dow and S&P 500 notching new record highs, and the Dow finishing above the 42,000 level for the first time. Wall Street's rally comes after the Fed kicked off its monetary easing cycle with a half a percentage point rate cut. Tech was the best performer among the S&P 500 sectors, while consumer staples lagged. Semiconductor stocks also jumping, with AI chipmakers Nvidia and Advanced Micro Devices leading the charge. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, Procter & Gamble, Visa, and United Health Group. The Dow up 522 points. The Nasdaq higher by 441. S&P 500 up 95. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Wisdom from Warren. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. I'm not talking about the theater guy. Warren Buffett has consistently shown us that he knows when and where to invest. Not all of his investments have immediately made crazy money, but when he buys a company to add to his portfolio, he knows how to run the company to maximize returns. And here are some things that Buffett believes are a waste of money, things not to spend on. First of all, unnecessary spending. If you don't get over having to own the newest car and the latest electronic devices, you'll build wealth a lot quicker. Do not save for what is left after spending, but spend what is left after saving. I thought that one's pretty wise. He recommends never buying a new car. Kelley Blue Book suggests that most new vehicles lose at least 20% of the value in less than a year. Let someone else take that loss and buy a 1 to 2 year old vehicle. Never pay full price if you need or want something. Shop around to find the best price. There are a gazillion ways online to find the best deal for the product that you want or need. Just wait. Don't gamble unless it's on yourself. At least you have some control over that outcome. Buffett calls gambling a tax on ignorance. Living beyond your means and caving into your wants, often at the expense of paying for your needs. He believes that some people confuse the cost of living with the standard of living. Invest in quality over quantity. He believes that it's far better to buy a wonderful company at a fair price than a fair company at a wonderful price. We are bombarded with thousands of messages that encourage us to spend, spend, spend. Too many Americans are seduced into buying what they don't really need. Living as Warren Buffett does requires discipline. That comes from experience and a life view that requires thought before spending. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
I heard that he drives a 1985 Oldsmobile or something like that.
Yeah, he does. He does. Used car. He takes his own advice, and he eats at McDonald's with coupons, and he probably gets about an $8 haircut someplace.
Yeah, so there you go. That's what it takes, I guess. Today, we are celebrating Pepperoni Pizza Day. This food holiday celebrates the pizza enjoyed by young and old alike. While pizza comes with many different toppings, pepperoni is the single most popular pizza. That doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me. Pizza brings out the best in pepperoni. Pepperoni by itself, but with some cheese.
Yeah.
What do you think, Ted? Pepperoni?
My siblings love the pepperoni pizza. I like pepperoni and beef.
Well, yeah, you can mix them together, sure. You don't have to be a pepperoni purist for credit.
Or pepperoni and sausage together.
Pepperoni and sausage?
Wow.
You know who does the only pizza I eat with pepperoni only is AJ's.
AJ's.
Oh, man, that's so good. They're pepperoni only.
Great pizza.
Do you guys like your pepperoni so it's like cupped and crispy, or do you like it flat and fatter and plumper?
I'll go cupped and crispy.
Yeah, I like it flat. Ah. I like my pepperoni flat.
What about you, Don?
I'll eat pepperoni. It's just not one of my favorite things. I like a sausage black olive pizza.
There you go.
That sounds great. Well, listen, guys, just a little over an hour to go. 4:46 this morning, I noted, listening to the police department scanner, the sighting of a naked man. This would have been in the 900 block of North St. Francis. A naked man was sighted. Every now and then we see a naked man, right, Ted?
I don't. Where are you hanging out?
I mean, we hear about it all the time.
Oh, okay.
Unless you see Ted on stage.
No, this was a white male about 6 feet in his 30s, so it didn't fit Ted's.
Now, I will say that there was a former Wichita police officer that told me that every time you hear the report of a naked man, it's always a white guy.
Yeah. Well, this
and
was.
Once again, you just proved it right there.
Actually, this guy wasn't exactly naked. He was wearing knee-high socks.
Oh, well, so, that's quite the look.
A fashion-conscious naked man.
Got to protect your feet.
That's right.
Well, guys, I got to go put some shorts on and some shoes on those knee highs.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you, sir. Check with you Monday morning. Thanks, guys. Coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning. City of Wichita extending drought restrictions. And that's on the way with Stephen Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Caitlin, this is news time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. A man has been charged with causing the crash that killed a Clearwater police officer in March. As 26-year-old Officer Scott Hollingsworth was on his way home from work. Thursday, 19-year-old Gage Kaiser was charged with aggravated battery and involuntary manslaughter while driving under the influence. He allegedly drove through a stop sign, causing the fatal crash. Border security remains a top issue for voters in this election cycle. but it's a mixed bag in the crucial swing state of Arizona.
Nogales is the state's largest port of entry, and some of the people I spoke with say they've benefited from the flow of migrants. Others say it's caused concern, and they have very different views on how they want the next president to address border policy.
Funding doesn't get down here, so we have a lot of issues, obviously, that come with the border, trafficking, a lot of drug issues. We need more federal agents to protect the citizens and also to protect the people who are trying to come here legally.
I wish there was more leniency instead of outright deportation.
Customs and Border Protection says migrant encounters at the southern border are on track to reach the lowest annual total since the end of the Trump administration. In Nogales, Arizona, Kennedy Hayes, Fox News.
The top court in Illinois has ruled on when cars can be searched during traffic stops.
The Illinois Supreme Court says the smell of burnt marijuana does not justify a search of a car without a warrant, agreeing with rulings from lower courts which threw out evidence of a small amount of the drug found during a traffic stop in Henry County in 2020. It's illegal to drive and smoke pot, but lawyers for the driver had argued the smell of it is not enough to believe a crime has occurred, especially since the state decriminalized possession in 2019. The police officer who searched the car said he did so because of the odor, the driver's evasive behavior, and Interstate 80's reputation as an east-west corridor to move drugs. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
Since 1930, Starkey has served people with disabilities in the Wichita area. Jamie Reed is Director of Communications at Starkey. How many people receive Starkey services?
We serve at this point around 475 people with disabilities. And we actually employ right now 380 employees. So we are a large operation, 24/7, 365 days a year.
Jamie Reed is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS, with a podcast on our webpage, knssradio.com. KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Right now in traffic, well, things are pretty good. Traffic conditions are good. Volumes are light. As they do pick up, though, we've got a stalled-out vehicle, and this is in a high-traffic area. You'll want to watch out for this. This stalled-out vehicle northbound on I-135, and it is right at Kellogg. And, of course, they've got some lanes closed, or a lane closed, just north of there. So that could really slow down pretty quickly. Right now, things looking good there, though. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and hot today with a high of 97 degrees. And, well, let's go ahead and check the forecast with meteorologist Jack Maney.
Starting our Friday off dry and mild with a mostly clear sky and a low temperature around 68 degrees around sunup, we'll be warming up again into the middle 90s today, feeling unseasonably warm, high temperature of 96, but cloud cover will start to increase as we go into this afternoon. Few showers and thunderstorms will develop. Those will be a bit spotty, but we could wind up with some rain, about a 30% chance of that happening this evening, and overnight we'll see additional showers continue to slowly move across the area. Better rain chances coming in for your Saturday, as temperatures will drop from the low 90s Saturday into the 70s on Sunday with widespread rainfall, especially Saturday night into Sunday morning. With your KSN Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Jack Maney.
Now mostly cloudy, east wind at 3 miles per hour, 71 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. Today is Friday, September 20th, 2024, and we had a sunny day, hot day across south central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 102 degrees, normal high 82, so we're 20 degrees above, and the 102 sets a new record for the date.
Yeah.
The old record was 101, set back in 1954, 70 years ago.
And 2 years ago, too.
What, I didn't see that part.
Yeah, that day in the 50s, and again 2 years ago in 2022. Yeah. So we've had some hot September 19ths lately.
Yeah. On this date in 1918, the temperature in Salina tumbled to 28 degrees. That's the earliest in the season that that city has had temperatures in the 20s. 28 degrees in 1918. Well, we had a pretty good day on the stock market yesterday. The Dow closing up by 522 points. NASDAQ up 441. The S&P up 95. So I'm in a good mood today. Probably the old 401k got a little bit of a boost yesterday. We're hoping so. All right, Ted Woodward. Good morning, Ted.
Hello.
Didn't see a rain. Did you happen to see the black dog out there?
I did not. I saw a black dog like black three dog? Or 4 days ago.
Yep, I did too.
I saw the one this morning. It was sitting right next to your car when I came in.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I was working away earlier this morning, and a security person showed up right here in the studio. And she told me, you know, to tell your people there's a black dog hanging around by the back door. If they go for, I thought she meant back to over here on the west, but she says, so if they, you know, if they want to pet him, I don't know. She was kind of saying, you know, we don't know anything about this dog. Could be a rabbit or anything. Doesn't seem to be aggressive. I've seen it. We've all seen it then. The black dog.
Yeah, I think I saw it on Monday or Tuesday, early in the week.
Just a little dog that doesn't have a home then.
I guess not. Mm. When I drove in, it was sitting right next to your car, Steve. And I got out of my car and I started to walk over, and an SUV drove up with some people that were going to the gym. And when it kind of drove over towards where the dog is, it got out and it ran off towards the pond. And then the people that were there for the gym, they got out and they kind of started walking over towards it like they were going to, you know, see if it had a collar or something. I didn't stick around to see what they found out, but.
Well, last time I drove in, I had my headlights on my car, and I flashed my headlights on him put them on the brights, and he jumped up and ran off. So he's kind of bashful when it comes to lights, I guess. So anyway, the black dog hanging around. On this date in 1973, in their so-called Battle of the Sexes, tennis star Billie Jean King defeated Bobby Riggs in straight sets, 6-4, 6-3, 6-3, in the Houston Astrodome.
It was quite the media event.
Huge, huge deal. For women's tennis, it really started things going. Started in ball rolling, I think. And in that regard, Bobby Riggs played a good role in that. I met Bobby one time at Towne Square. It was not a pleasant guy. Kind of a jerk.
Did that surprise you?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know what to expect, you know. Federal law enforcement agency confirmed it's opened an investigation into Robert F. Kennedy Jr. after he allegedly cut off the head of a dead whale and took it home 2 decades ago. The former independent presidential candidate disclosed the investigation Saturday while campaigning outside Phoenix for Donald Trump. Kennedy's daughter recalled the whale incident in a 2012 interview with Town & Country magazine, which recently resurfaced and was shared extensively on social media. Spokesperson for the National Marine Fisheries Service confirmed Monday that authorities are investigating, but declined to elaborate. Why would someone do that if indeed he did? Cut off the head of a dead whale and take it home. I guess show your kids. Hey, look, here's a whale head.
People have cut off the heads of animals throughout history to display them.
Yeah. That'd be like a rabbit's foot, only larger. 6:16 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at leadoff sports with the voice of Shocker Volleyball, Ted Woodward.
Yeah,
you have volleyball last night?
I had volleyball all day yesterday.
All day today
and all day tomorrow.
Oh, boy. You are busy.
Well, sure, we'll start with that. If you want to,
that's fine.
About the college volleyball, the 15th Shocker Volleyball Classic, home opener last night. The Shockers were down 2-1 and rallied, beat Cal Poly 3-2. Freshman Alyssa Gonzalez, 16 kills and a .424 attack percentage. And Morgan Stout from Nickerson High School had 11 blocks for the Shockers. They won their home opener.
How about it?
And more, of course, 7 o'clock tonight, the Shockers hosting Northern Colorado at Coke Arena, and then 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon hosting Omaha. The Shockers got a lot of home action in volleyball. All right, the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. The Chiefs are off to that 2-0 start. Now they play their first road game of the season, heading to Atlanta to take on the Atlanta Falcons. One of the least played rivalries in Chiefs franchise history. Chiefs are 2-0. Falcons are coming off that big win at Philadelphia. Falcons are 1-1. And it'll be the first time ever the Chiefs are playing at the $1.6 billion Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
Wow.
Chiefs are favored by a field goal. And Mitch Holthus will have play-by-play coverage of the Chiefs beginning at 6 o'clock Sunday evening. The game will kick off at 7:20 p.m. Sunday. And that is right here on your Wichita radio home of the Chiefs. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Don't forget our live Friday mornings with Mitch 2 hours from now. About 8:12 this morning, we'll have Mitch on live, preview this game, and somehow relate this Chiefs-Falcons game to Shocker football. part of our Eddie Plapa update. All right, looking forward to that. Be sure you're here at 8:12 this morning. Always great radio there. We had Thursday night football last night in the pros. The New York Jets won at home in their home opener. Beat the New England Patriots 24-3. Back-to-back wins for the Jets. Starting at corner on defense for the Jets, DJ Reed, the former Kansas State Wildcat, had a couple of tackles and played on all 52 snaps on defense. The Jets are now 2-1 on the season. College football late tomorrow night. 13th-ranked Kansas State visiting BYU. Both teams are 3-0. Conference opener for K-State. 23 of the last 29 years in the Big 12. K-State opens up on the road in conference play. I guess the Big 12 likes K-State to have to go on the road to begin things. K-State has never won a game in Provo. 0-3 all-time at BYU. First visit there in 47 years. BYU is sixth in the nation in time of possession. Cougars like to keep hold of the football and keep it away from you. See if K-State can counter that at all. The Wildcats are a touchdown favorite. Live coverage of K-State football at 7:30 tomorrow night. The game will kick off at 9:30 p.m. tomorrow night. Stay up late for the Wildcats. That game will end after midnight. K-State at BYU tomorrow night. Of course, that's live on your K-State radio home, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Meanwhile, bookend that on Saturday with an early game for KU. The Jayhawks are at West Virginia, and that is an 11 a.m. game tomorrow morning, nationally televised on ESPN2. Jayhawks have dropped back-to-back games heading into the Big 12 conference opener. KU is a two-point underdog going into West Virginia. Both teams are 1-2 on the season. Division II football, Pittsburgh State is ranked sixth in the nation. The Gorillas are at Washburn. The Gorillas and the Ichabods, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Topeka. 13th-ranked Emporia State. Hornets are off to a 3-0 start. They host Missouri Western at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Emporia. The Emporia State defense leads the nation in interceptions.
Wow.
So they want to take the ball away from you. Hornets are off to a great 3-0 start, ranked 13th in the nation. Friends is off to a great start. Friends is ranked 21st in the nation. The Falcons are 3-0 on the season. Big game tomorrow night on the west side. 6 o'clock kickoff. Friends hosting Kansas Wesleyan. Friends has lost 9 straight times to the Coyotes. Love to get that streak taken care of. How about this? The Friends football team leads the nation. Number one in the nation. Touchdowns, total yards, rushing yards, and sacks.
How about that?
I guarantee maybe somebody would buy a ticket. That on any other radio station.
You'd buy a ticket and go out and see the Friends see. Play.
I know. They're awesome. They're really good. So you got that 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And 24th-ranked Southwestern is off to a 3-0 start. Mound Builders at home tomorrow night hosting Tabor. And it is week 3 for high school football here in the state of Kansas. We did have a Thursday night game last night in six-man football. The number one-ranked team in the state, Cunningham, beats Chautauqua on the road 52-6. Cunningham off to a 3-0 start on the season, ranked number one in the state. Some of the games on the schedule tonight in Class 5A, Bueller at Great Bend. Both teams are 2-0. In 1A, Mound Ridge hosting Medicine Lodge. Both teams are 2-0. Here in the City League, Cape and Mount Carmel is 2-0, hosting East, and that's at Stryker tonight. And in Class 3A, Cheney is 2-0, hosting Garden Plain in a big rivalry game. A lot of high school action tonight in week 3 around the state. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
6:22 now. Keep it in for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Keys to defeating your genetics. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 on this Friday morning, 71 degrees already with a mostly cloudy sky. President Biden addressed the 47th Annual Congressional Hispanic Caucus in Washington, D.C. yesterday, where he highlighted the economic strides made among Latinos.
Our economy is literally the strongest in the world. Historic low Latino unemployment. Record growth in Latino small businesses. Latino wealth has grown by 50%. There's more to do. But we put checks in pockets that cut Latino child poverty in half.
Vice President Kamala Harris addressed the caucus Wednesday Also speaking on the economy and immigration, Hispanic and Latino voters make up a core percentage of voters in crucial swing states like Arizona, Nevada, and Pennsylvania.
A notable Wichita personality has passed away.
Mike Wolfberg, known to many as Crazy Mike, passed away Tuesday at his home in Kansas City at the age of 70. In a post on his Facebook fan page, his family said Mike had suffered from bipolar disorder, which was diagnosed when he was 21. For many years, Mike was the subject of sightings in and around Wichita, a city that he called the Promised Land. Services are pending. The family asks only for donations to be made to the National Institute of Mental Health to help others who are suffering with mental illness. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Wichita man has been sentenced in the shooting death of his roommate, 25-year-old Sebastian Crawford. 22-year-old Peter McKinney was sentenced to just under 5 years in prison after pleading guilty to voluntary manslaughter earlier this year.
A soybean processing plant is opening in southeast Kansas. The Bartlett soybean plant in Cherryvale has already created 60 new jobs. Bartlett Vice President Bill Webster says it can handle up to 49 million bushels each year.
It will be certainly one of the largest of its kind in the United States, the newest and most state-of-the-art.
The plant took about 3.5 years to complete.
Many Americans are not sleeping well. Their beds may be to blame.
Nearly 138,000 platform beds are being recalled. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says they can sag, break, or collapse. There have been 250 reported incidents with 18 related injuries. Lucid brand platform beds are sold at several major retailers in the U.S. and Canada, including Amazon, Walmart, Home Depot, as well as Bed Bath & Beyond. Lucid reports the recall is for a discounted version of its platform beds, manufactured between 2019 and 2021. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Starkey serves more than 475 people with disabilities in the Wichita area. Jamie Reed is director of communications at Starkey. She tells KNSS News, Starkey helps people find jobs.
Through our what we call supported employment program, we have people who come to us, they learn interview skills. We work on soft skills, what we call soft skills, you know, conversation, how you do a good interview, how you look, how you present. And then we go with them. We actually accompany them on job tryouts, at the interview. And then most exciting part, when they get hired, we are there with them on the jobs.
Jamie Reed is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS, with a podcast on our webpage, knssradio.com. Now the forecast with meteorologist Jack Maney.
Starting our Friday off dry and mild with a mostly clear sky and a low temperature around 68 degrees around sunup, we'll be warming up again into the middle 90s today, feeling unseasonably warm, high temperature of 96, but cloud cover will start to increase as we go into this afternoon. A few showers and thunderstorms will develop. Those will be a bit spotty, but we could wind up with some rain, about a 30% chance of that happening this evening, and overnight we'll see additional showers continue to slowly move across the area. Better rain chances coming in for your Saturday, as temperatures will drop from the low 90s Saturday into the 70s on Sunday, with widespread rainfall, especially Saturday night into Sunday morning. With your KSN Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Jack Maney.
Now mostly cloudy, east wind at 3 miles per hour, 71 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is September 20th, 2024, and it was on this date in 1962, James Meredith, a black student, was blocked from enrolling at the University of Mississippi by Democratic Governor Ross R. Barnett. That was in 1962. Ted, autumn begins Sunday at 7:43 a.m. Central Time. Not a moment too quick, but it's still going to feel like summer, I'm afraid, for quite a while.
I thought it was supposed to cool off this weekend.
Not that I've seen so far.
Temperatures are in the 70s by Sunday. No? Am I wrong on that?
I don't think so.
That's what was said yesterday.
I'll double check, but we've got 94 for high tomorrow, Saturday, but then we'll see. Donald Trump receiving strong support from white evangelical Protestants in his presidential bids. About 8 in 10 white evangelical voters supported him in 2020. That's according to AP Votecast. but a small, diverse coalition of evangelicals is looking to pull their fellow believers away from Trump's fold and into Kamala Harris's corner. Grassroots groups like Evangelicals for Harris are running ads and targeting voters in swing states while offering an alternate vision of their faith. Despite some policy differences with the vice president, they argue he is the better choice in terms of she is the better choice in terms of character and values. So could be a split in the evangelicals. All right, Ted, let's see. What else I got to tell you about this morning? How about home sales dropping? That's good news, huh? No, home sales dropped more than expected last month as prices reached record highs.
Oh, yeah, nobody can afford it.
Yeah, this is according to the National Association of Realtors. Sales of previously owned homes dropped 2.5% in August from the previous month and 4.2% year over year. Trend is likely to reverse with the Fed lowering interest rates for the first time in 4 years earlier this week. Could see a break on mortgage rates. That would sure help people who want to buy a home, right? 6:30 now, 6:37 with Steve and Ted in the morning. And yeah, yesterday high temperature 102 degrees in Wichita, which bested a record that was set in 54 and equaled in 2022. 102 degrees, normal high for the date is 82. So, yeah, we're way over.
More toasty than we should be.
We're way toasty. And the drought continues. You heard our news this morning. The city is going to start writing up fines now, fining people instead of just giving them letters if they violate the code, the restrictions. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted. You were out. You were doing volleyball all day yesterday, huh? You're in the public address announcing.
Mm-hmm.
How was it? Good to get back in there.
Oh yeah, it's good to get volleyball season going.
Interesting the way they do meet. I guess didn't realize it. Like Wichita State hosts what, three different teams?
Yeah, we got three different teams in here in town, so you get play three different teams in 3 days, and
that should be
get
good.
A lot of volleyball in a short amount of time. And these teams, as I was watching them yesterday, they all appear to be pretty good.
Well,
so we've got some good competition here in town.
All right. Shocker volleyball.
Including a fun win last night over Cal Poly.
Well, that's a big school. And you have been at it now for what, 34 years doing
this? This is my 34th year doing Wichita State Volleyball Public Address.
You must be doing something right out there.
Or no one else wants to do it.
Yeah.
I'll go with the former. I'll go with your theory.
It's a job. All right. 6:39, Steve and Ted. It's time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. The live cattle and the feeder cattle shot higher Thursday, with contracts having their highest trade of the past 23, in some instances past 33 sessions. Now, the live cattle and feeder cattle closed positive triple-digit gains, with the feeders having the largest gains. Now, it's hard to find a positive news out there that went along with this upside in the cattle. It seemed mainly tied to maybe the gains that we saw in the Dow Jones yesterday. Now, choice box beef is holding just above the $300 area, which is negative. And lean hog futures had some new highs for the week yesterday, but closed two-sided. At the close, December live cattle $1.27 higher, $181.12. October feeders $3.82 higher at $243.77. And December lean hogs of 42 cents higher at $74.30. Now, Thursday, the wheat futures closed negative, and the Kansas City wheat had its lowest trade of the past 12 sessions. The wheat, corn, and soybeans all closed negative, and the Dow made another all-time record high yesterday. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat's 3.5 cents higher at 568. December corn down a half a penny at 405 and a quarter. November soybeans 0.75 cents higher at $10.14. November crude oil this morning 33 cents lower at $70.83. December gold's up $24.30 at $2,639. December S&P 17.5 points lower at 5,760.5. December dollar index 25 cents higher at $100.57, and December Dow Jones futures are 16 points lower at 42,431. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
We have a news story this morning about the soybean plant in Cherryvale that's apparently signed on now, and that's a good story. If you know, generate 60 jobs and help the commerce out there in the southeast part of the state.
Yeah, it's a brand new plant that Bartlett built down there. and it's in full swing now, and it kind of fills a void down there where they have not had a soybean plant in quite a few years. Years ago, just north of there at Fredonia, there used to be a soybean plant, but it's been closed for years now.
All right, so this is, you know, it makes sense. You're out near the soybeans, you might have a plant out there, right?
That's right.
Soybeans, a big crop in that part of the state, all over the state, or parts of the state?
The biggest majority of the soybeans you're going to find is going to be in the eastern part of the state. Let's just say central to eastern. You don't see that many out west, and they don't have soybean processing plants out in the western part of the state, too, which means their prices aren't as good because they have more of a larger negative basis.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Have a good weekend, and we'll check with you again here on Monday morning. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Yeah, we need those soybeans.
Soybeans.
It's like Sam Wainwright, It's a Wonderful Life. Make plastics out of soybeans. Yeah, soybeans. Yeah, yeah.
6:42 now, and let's see. We got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, on the way. He has wisdom from Warren. That's on the way, Stephen 10 in the
Deep
morning.
Thoughts with Don Grant on Friday.
And Warren. That's on the way, Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS.
Against State Attorney General Josh Stein. America's listening to Fox News.
This is 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Stephen 10 in the morning, 6:47 here on this Friday morning, 71 degrees. Three big things.
Three.
The Machinists Union Negotiating Committee recommends members approve Textron's contract offer.
Two.
Temperature hits 102 in Wichita, breaking a record high for the date.
One.
City of Wichita extends drought restrictions. Will begin fining violators. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Right now in traffic, Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing that the volumes are picking up. Heaviest traffic that we're seeing right now is on Oliver, and it is Oliver and MacArthur. That's the area that we're talking about. East and westbound on MacArthur Road there, north and southbound on Oliver, right around MacArthur, maybe a little bit north of there, just seeing some very heavy traffic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and hot again today with a high of 97 degrees. 20% chance for rain and storms tonight. The overnight low 74. For Saturday, 30% chance for rain and storms and a high tomorrow of 94 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. East wind at 3 miles per hour. 71 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Amazon will be implementing artificial intelligence to better recommend products to their users.
My administration is also expanding access to legal representation.
Fox on Tech.
Need to know what to buy? Amazon has an AI for that. Amazon announces it will now use generative artificial intelligence to make recommendations for its online shoppers. The AI will have the ability to review your account's search and purchase histories and come up with not just recommendations, but personalized product descriptions the retail giant hopes will be more relevant to you. Amazon's blog provides examples where recommendations currently listed as more like this product could be replaced with suggestions for hobbies or sports it thinks you take part, based on your shopping record. Or if you prefer gluten-free food, it will describe such products, highlighting that even if the retailer didn't make gluten content a primary selling point. And another new AI called Amelia is designed specifically for sellers to help manage their Amazon business through a chatbot. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
A record-setting day on Wall Street.
The major averages ending sharply higher, with both the Dow and S&P 500 notching new record highs, and the Dow finishing above the 42,000 level for the first time. Wall Street's rally comes after the Fed kicked off its monetary easing cycle with a half a percentage point rate cut. Tech was the best performer among the S&P 500 sectors, while consumer staples lagged. Semiconductor stocks also jumping, with AI chipmakers NVIDIA and advanced micro devices leading the charge. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, Taylor and Salesforce, the Dow decliners, Procter & Gamble, Visa, and United Health Group. The Dow up 522 points, the NASDAQ higher by 441, S&P 500 up 95. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Wisdom from Warren, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. I'm not talking about the theater guy. You know, Warren Buffett has consistently shown us that he knows when and where to invest. Not all of his investments have immediately made crazy money, but when he buys a company to add to his portfolio, he knows how to run the company to maximize returns. And here are some things that Buffett believes are a waste of money, things not to spend on. First of all, unnecessary spending. If you don't get over having to own the newest car and the latest electronic devices, you'll build wealth a lot quicker. Do not save for what is left after spending, but spend what is left after saving. I thought that one's pretty wise. He recommends never buying a new car. Kelly Blue Book suggests that most new vehicles lose at least 20% of the value in less than a year. Let someone else take that loss and buy a 1 to 2 year old vehicle. Never pay full price if you need or want something. Shop around to find the best price. There are a gazillion ways online to find the best deal for the product that you want or need. Just wait. Don't gamble unless it's on yourself. At least you have some control over that outcome. Buffett calls gambling a tax on ignorance. Living beyond your means and caving into your wants, often at the expense of paying for your needs. He believes that some people confuse the cost of living with the standard of living. Invest in quality over quantity. He believes that it's far better to buy a wonderful company at a fair price than a fair company at a wonderful price. We are bombarded with thousands of messages that encourage us to spend, spend, spend. Too many Americans are seduced into buying what they don't really need. Living as Warren Buffett does requires discipline. That comes from experience and a life view that requires thought before spending. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
I heard that he drives like a 1985 Oldsmobile or something like that.
Yeah, he does. He does. Used car. He takes his own advice and he eats at McDonald's with coupons, and he probably gets about an $8 haircut someplace.
Yeah. So there you go. That's what it takes, I guess. Today, we are celebrating Pepperoni Pizza Day. This food holiday celebrates the pizza enjoyed by young and old alike. While pizza comes with many different toppings, pepperoni is the single most popular pizza. That doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me. Pizza brings out the best in pepperoni. Pepperoni by itself, but with some cheese.
Yeah.
What do you think, Ted? Pepperoni?
My siblings love the pepperoni pizza. I like pepperoni and beef.
Well, yeah, you can mix them together, sure. You don't have to be a pepperoni purist for credit.
Or pepperoni and sausage together.
Pepperoni and sausage?
Wow. You know who does the only pizza I eat with pepperoni only is AJ's.
AJ's.
Oh, man, that's so good. They're pepperoni only.
Great pizza.
Do you guys like your pepperoni so it's like cupped and crispy, or do you like it flat and fatter and plumper?
I'll go cupped and crispy.
Yeah, I like it flat. Ah. I like my pepperoni flat.
What about you, Don?
I'll eat pepperoni. It's just not one of my favorite things. I like a sausage black olive pizza.
There you go.
That sounds great. Well, listen, guys, a little over, an hour to go, 4:46 this morning, I noted, listening to the police department scanner, the sighting of a naked man. This would have been in the 900 block of North St. Francis. A naked man was sighted. Every now and then we see a naked man, right, Ted?
I don't. Where are you hanging out?
I mean, we hear about it all.
Unless you see Ted on stage.
No, this was a white male about 6 feet in his 30s, so it didn't fit Ted's.
Now, I will say that there was a former Wichita police officer that told me that every time you hear the report of a naked man, it's always a white guy.
Yeah. This was.
Once again, you just proved it right there.
Actually, this guy wasn't exactly naked. He was wearing knee-high socks.
Oh, well, so, that's quite the look.
A fashion-conscious naked man.
Got to protect your feet.
That's right.
Well, guys, I got to go put some shorts on and some shoes on those knee highs.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you, sir. Check with you Monday morning. Thanks, guys. Coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning. City of Wichita extending drought restrictions. And that's on the way with Stephen Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.